Okay, so what we're going to try to do is this. I always want to touch on one last makor from the Mishnah. Then we will go back and just look at there. I want to look at the Ramban and the Rush, because I think they're going to give us a little bit more of an insight overall into the Chazakah, and then we can get ourselves into the Gemara a little bit and see some of the Rishonim, and I think begin expanding our perspective on what this Chazkas Gimel Shanim is all about. So the last Makor is really just interesting, especially with in Rosh Chodesh Adar Aleph coming upon us soon. The Ritva says, "An Chazkasan Shelosh Shanim Liyom Yom." So Ritva says, "Perush beGemara Miyom Yom Lemutim Mekutam Lemutim Mefuzarem." Right? He's quoting what was the din of Rav Huna, the one that we were talking about. Again, it appeared in the Chavtas, but it's the din that we've been talking about Mefuzarem. V'hani Shelosh Shanim Eina Kiminyan Oilam Etishra Tishrei. So again, this has come up informally, but now we see it inside. Right? We're not talking a year that's defined by Tishrei. It depends by how you start the year. We need the, he's going to say in a second, we need 36 months to pass. Elo shemasu limnos min hayom shehisko lahachzik shnei masar chodesh atashlum shloshim v'shisha chodesh. You start from the day you squat, you take hold of the field for 36 months. Vim nisabra hashana nisabra lo. What does that mean? If the year, the 3 years now, becomes more than 36 months, nisabra lo. The Eber goes to him. Who's him?
Squatter.
What?
The squatter.
The squatter. So it's meaning the 3 years equals 36 months, even if it doesn't, in the end, equal 3 years. Let's say that year one is this year, so it's a leap year. So to get to the same point in the calendar, three cycles of it, is now going to take 37 months and not 36 months. So do you have to wait until you get to the anniversary date, which would be 37 months? I mean, what happens if after 36 and a half months, the guy comes and makes a mechah? Is he too late because it's more than 36? Or is he still within the window of time because it's been 3 years worth of months with 36 months? Now, the more, again, we don't know so much about this yet, but the more that we say that it has to do with watching over a shtar, so it makes some sense to say that you're going to, you know, well, I mean, you could probably say it either way. Either you could say, like, you look at the date, or you just say, like, if you only hold on to it for 3 years, that doesn't change based on whether it's a leap year or not. It's about that amount of time. So again, it's more of an interesting maramakom. Oh. So again, as we're about to start the Gemara, again, we've been talking about the Chazkas Gimel Shanim. So we've said that a chazaka can mean a variety of different things. A chazaka can be a kinyan, not our chazaka, just chazaka in general. A chazaka can be a kinyan. We've seen that a chazaka can mean a way of acting, a hanhaga, right? Like a ruba de lesa kaman, like this is what we should do. Or a chazaka could sometimes mean being toughest in something, right? Tfisa, holding on to something. So what is our chazaka over here? How is this chazaka working? And more fundamentally, and this is the point that I just want to try to bring out with the Ramban and with the Rush, is this a concept de oraisa or de rabbanan? De oraisa, de rabbanan. Anytime you come across a new din, that's kind of the question that lurks in the background, is where is this sourced? Where is this sourced? Where does it come from? Yeah?
Is there a ruba de lesa kaman, ruba de esa kaman, that's all?
No, I don't think so. So again, so I had to look. You looked at the Ramban and Daf Membeis. The exact context of the Gemara over there is not so important for us, but there is an interesting language of the Ramban where he seems to tell us how this chazaka works. Says the Ramban, the time of the chazaka, the reason of a chazaka, lav mishum is dahure didei bilichud. It is not just about watching over a star. It's not just about watching over the star. Elokevan da hai shasik. But rather, because hi, this guy, who is this guy? The Ma'arer, the first guy, the original owner, since he was quiet, raglayim ledavar. It makes sense. Raglayim ledavar, there's a logic to say that the person sitting there is the owner. Ela, but, toch shalosh shanim amrina le lemachzik, we tell him, ach vishtarcha. What did the Ramban just say? The Ramban just revealed to us how in his mind he thinks that the chazaka works. And what the Ramban seems to be saying is that the fact that somebody is in the field, that is the fact that I am in a field and nobody is saying anything against it, there is no error, that is a raya that the field is mine. That is a raya that the field is mine from the very beginning. From the very beginning. The fact that I am in the field and nobody is yelling and shrying and screaming, get out, you're a ganav. So the simplest interpretation of that reality is that I am the owner. Elamai. If it's within 3 years, we tell the machzik, bring out your star. You have to produce the star. If he can't produce a shtar, then the lack of error as being a negative falls away. Right? Meaning, the reason me being in the field alone, that fact is not enough to say that it belongs to me. But me being in the field, combined with the fact that nobody else is yelling about it, that is reason to say the field belongs to me. Aye. So why is it not immediately a chazaka? Because we're going to tell the mafsik produce a shtar. If he can't produce a shtar, that fact that he can't produce a shtar weakens his chazaka more than the fact that the other guy wasn't being ma'arer. After 3 years, this counter issue of not being able to produce the shtar disappears. And what are we left with? Nobody said anything. And you're in the field. So then the Raya Ladavar is that I am the owner. Meaning, just to sum, I want to make sure that's clear. The Raya of ownership begins as soon as the Machzik is there, the Ma'arer says nothing. But within 3 years, that Raya is weakened by the inability to produce a shtar. Once there is, kind of like this. I don't really know how this is going to come out. We'll see. Right? We have the the machzik in the field, right? The machzik in the sada plus lack of error equals a logical assumption that it belongs to the machzik. That it belongs to the machzik. If the machzik cannot produce a shtar, so now if it's lack of error right? Versus, versus, versus lack of shtar, then the, I'm making so much to go along. The lack of, the lack of error is a, I'm sorry, the lack of shtar. The lack of shtar is a greater chisaron than the lack of error. So the fact that you don't have the shtar over here takes away, right? You subtract, right? Lack of shtar, and this locks out the lack of error.
I'm just making it clear. If somebody has a better way of conceptualizing it, here's the mark. Do you understand what I'm trying to say without the picture? Right? The reason, the chazakah is created by me being there and nobody saying anything. If I can't produce a shtar, that is a counter to the raya of the error. After the 3 years, when I don't have to produce a shtar, because it doesn't, the fact that I don't have it is not a counter raya, it's just normal hanaga, then what I'm left with is lack of error plus mafzik, and lack of error plus mafzik always means that the mafzik is going to win. That's the simple summary without the diagrams. Yes?
So assuming a shtar on its own would work regardless of the chazakah.
Of course.
So then what is this chazakah doing at all if you need to bring a shtar? So chazakah does no work for you at all. It proves nothing and it doesn't do anything for you.
What?
If you have a shtar at the end of the day, you need to, the shtar is doing everything. The chazakah just that doesn't make a difference.
Right. The chiddush that we're saying here is that as I'm being matzik, because shtar is so fundamental, the inability to produce the shtar undermines my chazaka.
What,
the opposite direction.
What does the chazaka do for you then, before the 3 years?
Nothing.
So it's not a chazaka. The chazaka is only a chazaka after 3 years. Before, then what?
Is there enough for me
now? There might be. So there might be. Again, let's say the rush, and then maybe when we're contrasting, we'll see if we still have a problem. This is what the Ramban says. So, according to the Ramban, nothing really changes about the chazakah at 3 years, other than the fact that now it works because the shtar doesn't counter the lack of error anymore. The rush, but fundamentally, it sounds like when is the beginning of the chazakah? The chazakah really begins at day one. At day one. What?
So it's not at 3 years.
It's practically at 3 years because you've weakened your chazakah. Because once you can't produce the shtar, then within 3 years that weakens your chazakah. We don't know if you can produce the shtar until you're asked to do it. Now the Rush says, if you had a chance to see it, we'll just highlight the lines quickly that are important for us from the Rush. The Rush says, "V'tiknu chachamim shem yavi edem she'ach l'shalashon b'shufi she'ein sarach laharus shtaro yoser." There are two things which stand out about the Rush. First is "tiknu chachamim." There is no mention anywhere else that this is a takanas chachamim. There is no mention that in the Ramban that this is a takanas chachamim. What is the takanas chachamim? The takanas chachamim is that, again, when do the chachamim come along and make takanos? When they are afraid that something is going to happen, we need to protect people. So the chachamim saw that somebody who sells something to somebody, it's normal to, after a certain amount of time, we're going to call it 3 years, lose the shtar, not have it anymore. And now, somebody's going to come and produce Adam that the land once belonged to him, and he's going to be able to take away the land. So the Chachamim said, this is a problem that we have to put an end to. And there the Chachamim said, that at 3 years, Tiknu Chachamim, Shem Yavi Adam Shachla Shalchanim, you bring Adam that you were there for 3 years, Ein Sarach L'Harus Shalchanim, so you no longer have to show your star. There is a very big difference between what the Ramban says and between what the Rush says. According to the Rush, the 3 years, being in the field for 3 years, does not necessarily in any way, shape, or form indicate bias. It does not mean that the simple interpretation, those words raglayim ladavar, that it would appear to be that you're living and there is an owner, so you are the owner, do not exist in the parlance of the Rush. The Rush says, you know what? It may not correspond to a reality of how it's going to be perceived, but lemaisa, the Chachamim made a takana that after 3 years, if you can bring Eidin that you were there, you don't have to produce a shtar. And therefore, it's easily backed up. So again, according to the Ramban, presumably it's a din d'oraisa, like all other chazakos. Like all other chazakos. A chazak in general is a din that works minat Torah. So here also, minat Torah, we're looking at this and we're saying, well, what's the simple perception of reality? Says the Ramban, the simple perception of reality is if you're in a field and nobody's yelling about it, it belongs to you. Alright, so what happens at 3 years? The only thing that happens at 3 years is that you can no longer... The justification for the ma'arer not saying anything, because he can make you produce the shtar, disappears. It disappears. So again, but practically, from day one until year three, there's no chazakah that's really taking place yet. The chazakah only... Whatever the chazakah is, it really only exists after 3 years. According to Ramban, it's something which has been forming from the beginning, just there was this counterclaim. But again, fundamentally, it sounds like the Ramban would not say, again, this is a nafkamina, it's not a practical nafkamina, it's a conceptual nafkamina, is that according to the Ramban, it does not require a special takanas chazamim. This was not the Chachamim stepped in and tried to figure out how do we help people who have a who might lose their shtar. It's just this is the way that if we went to base it and how to interpret the facts. This is the way that makes sense because then everything else that exists in the Torah, according to the Rush, the Chachamim needed to step in, even though this does not necessarily correlate to anything else that we would find in Hilchos Chazakah. Is that clear?
What is the Ramban?
Yeah. There is no takana. The Ramban didn't have to get involved. This is just another application of halachos that we know. So
right.
There, so when you have offsetting rayos, you have to paskin. Right? So all that it's saying right now is that the raglayim, how is Beis Din going to paskin something? They're going to use, again, chazakos in general are about perceived reality.
Right.
That's the lashon hanitzav, raglayim ladavar, gives the appearance. The chiddush of the 3 years is that within the 3 years, the fact that you can't produce the shtar is a weakness to the raglayim ladavar. That weakness, again, I don't have a better word than greater, right? It counters the fact that he didn't have any error. This is the lack of shtar within 3 years is a bigger detriment to your chazakah than the fact that he hasn't said anything. And that's the boost. But this counter is stronger and therefore knocks out the lack of error. Right? Lack of shtar knocks out lack of error within 3 years. Maybe that's the best way to do this, right? And all you're left with is Maxi Besada. Maxi Besada alone did not equal logical assumption. Why? Because it's not metalkalin. When it comes to movable objects, whoever is holding them, that gives the appearance that it belongs to you. That's not true by Karak. It's not when it comes to land. But if I had Maxi Besada plus lack of error, that would equal Raglan Ladover. But if I can't produce a shtar, that Kisara Lemet HaZakah counteracts this positive, and they cancel each other out. And all I'm left with is somebody being Masik. Being Masik in a Sadeh alone is not enough. So what happens after 3 years? After 3 years, the lack of shtar does not cancel out the lack of error. So now what I have is Masik in a Sadeh plus error equals the logical assumption. Is that what the way to interpret the reality is that you are sitting in the field as the owner. But all of those steps is nothing like what the Rush is describing. The Rush discussed to the chase. How many people in the shtar, we got to protect them? This works. So again, conceptually, very, 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 very different.
Practical nafkamina, I don't have one for you. But again, conceptually, it's two different, completely different models of how the chazaka is going to work. Good? Good. Let's see a little bit of a shor hamuad. Okay.
Sorry.
It's fine.
What happens if the original owner has a shtar that he owns it, and then you have a tikkana, another guy's tikkana? Does tikkana beat the shtar because of the timeline?
If what happens?
If I have a shtar saying I own the field,
yeah.
The ma'arer, and the machzik has the tikkana. Is it tikkana?
What tikkana?
The tikkana of people's running.
If you assume that it's a tikkana?
Not tikkana, I'm sorry, the chazaka. Of Gimel Shanim.
Okay.
Does the Chazaka beat the Shtar, even though Shtar is a more stronger proof?
Assuming that the Shtar of the Ma'arer is from prior to the Chazaka, it doesn't tell you anything. He just tells you that he once owned it.
Got it.
So again, that's when all our questions start. But it wouldn't be stronger per se. Good? Okay. Let's see the Gemara now. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Shamate mehoche Usha. I saw from those who are walking from Usha to Usha. What's Usha? Rashi says, Shigosa Sanhedrin Usha is one of the places they were Esther Golios, the exiles that the Sanhedrin went through. One of them was in Usha, Kedamrin Rosh Hashanah, Esther Golios, Gosa Sanhedrin, Miyavne Usha and Meusha. So Yavne was earlier, Usha was later. Fine. So he heard from Hochei Usha Shaya Omrim, they used to say, Minayin lechazaka. How do we know that a chazaka? Bach seems to have a better girsa here. Shehi is Gimel Shanim. How do the chazaka is Gimel Shanim? Mishor Hamuad. We learn it out from Shor Hamuad. What exactly is the question of the Gemara? Is the question why three and not a different number? Or is the entire concept of this chazaka what the Gemara is questioning? Right? Minayin the chazaka gimel shanim? Minayin the concept or minayin the gimel? Right? It's not clear from the kasha of the Gemara which the one the Gemara is asking on. Now the continuation of the Gemara probably will be revealing to us the depth of the kasha. So Rabbi Yochanan says that he heard from the Hochei Usha. Now the Ramban makes an interesting comment over here. The Ramban says Hochei Usha includes Rabbi Yishmael. Says the Ramban. Where'd he go? Oh, yeah. It can't be specifically that about the number three. Why? Teman Hochei Usha Rabbi Shmuel. That little distinction that we kept dealing with in the Mishnah about what Rabbi Shmuel means by Gimel Shanim, the Ramban thinks actually helps us understand this Kasha. Because the Kasha can't be on Gimel Shanim as years, because we know that Hochei Usha includes Rabbi Yishmael, and Rabbi Yishmael did not require it. Ela shalosh achilos ke'ein shalosh shanim. Right? That's also a strong lashon. Right? That's what we talked about yesterday. You need three permanent, or three achilos that are the achilo of that product for the year, but three even in 1 year is okay. Oh. So says the Ramban. So where is it learned out from? Shor Hamuad. Shor Hamuad. So what is a Shor Hamuad? So if you look at the psukim in this week's parasha, so if a person's shor gores another person's shor and kills it, he pays chatzi nezek. Chatzi nezek. What does that mean? Half of the value of the shor that died up to the value of the shor that gored. Right? Rashi has a whole calculation where he explains that b'shavin akasav medaber, and he does the whole calculation for us.
So again, is the person whose shura was gored losing money on the deal? Yes. Yes. Why is it that way? I don't know. That's what the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted. I guess because he wasn't supposed to be expecting this could happen. Whatever the reason is. Well. However, if the behavior repeats itself three times, the shor becomes a muad. The shor becomes a muad and now pays nezek shalim, which is what? The full value of the shor that was killed. Full value of the shor that was killed.
Oh. That's the fourth time or the third time?
When do you pay?
When you switch from half to
half. You do not, the third negicha, you only pay chatzi nezek.
And then the fourth one you pay.
The fourth one is when you start paying nezek shalom. Yeah. Yeah. Oh. So what's the limud over here? What's the connection over here? Right? Minayin l'chazag yom hashanim mishir ha-mu'ad. So now the Gemara explains, ma'ashor ha-mu'ad kevin shenagach gimel negichos. Just like the Shor HaMu'ad, once it gores three times, nafakle, it leaves mechezkas tam, bekomle mechezkas mu'ad, it leaves the status of being a tam, and it enters the status of being a mu'ad. Hachanami here also kevan da'acha tos shanim, once you eat for 3 years, nafak lo mirishus mocher, the kaimalah birshus lokayach. It leaves the rishus the mocher and it goes into the rishus of the lokayach. What exactly is this? What is this limud? Right. So the Gemara says, right, just like the shor muad, once it gores three times, it shifts from tam to muad. Here also, once it eats the crops for 3 years or three achilos, it leaves the rishus of the mocher and enters the rishus of the lokayach. Now, just to be 100% transparent, that language that the Gemara uses is a little bit surprising. Because had we not spoken at length about this chazaka being a chezkas raya versus a chezkas kinyan, and we read this Gemara, we might have thought that this is talking about a kinyan, right? That it leaves the possession. It leaves the possession, right? Nafak le'ayim, it leaves the possession of the mocher, the kaimala rishus lokeach, and goes into the rishus of the lokeach. So, what does it mean? Right? If it doesn't mean that, so what does it mean? Oh. So, the Ritva says, right, and the Ritva is the one that we want talking about this, because the Ritva was the same person who opened up by saying, right, it's a raya, it's not a hakna. So what does he say? Ma'ashur amu'ad anafim shuz mokar shuz ki hai v'adai lo masak adaita klal. Right, certainly there is no thought to say de b'haba l'chutz agilei, that this alone, the fact that 3 years passed, is enough to transfer the field from the mocher to the lokayach. She'ena debzocha b'shel acherim ela b'hakna. The only way to acquire something from somebody else is by acquiring it. Oh, behefker, or if you made it hefker. Ela hachika amar. So what does it mean to say? Debishalo shanim kimle b'rishus machzik. It's about possession, meaning perceived perception, about chazaka. After 3 years, the chazaka is that it belongs to the masik. V'chi amar shehi shelo, and then, what's the nafkamina, who cares about the chazaka? Oh, because kimiachar shamar shehu shelo, because if he claimed it's his, o shelacha, or he bought it, ala oirer lahavi raya shelo yakein, ki yoyechash motzi mechavero. Who is the motzi? That's a very important question, because we know motzi mechavero. Olavaraya. The person who's trying to change is the one. So, nafakle mishus mocher means nafakle mechizkas mocher. And now the mocher is going to have to bring a raya if he claims that it's his. And it's in the mishus of the lokeach.
and the Lokeya is no longer going to have to bring a Raya as he did before. So that's how the Ritva gets out of a language of the Gemara that we might have thought meant something else. Oh. So, what is the limit over here? So, Ben Yonah says, Perish Mishur Hamuad Anu Lamedin. What do we learn from Shur Hamuad? What do we learn? The Tlasa Zimna Yotze Koldover Mechaz Kasa Harishona. When something happens three times, it changes from its original chazaka, va'omed b'chazaka shehu ba'achshav, and it is like it's now different than it was before. It's different than it was before, and this isn't limited to shur hamuad. And he says the same thing, right? Kevin da'achat tashanim below error umecham v'atelas chazkas ba'mishanim. It's mavatal the chazaka. It just changes. Right, it just changes who is the motzi. Now, what's the problem with this comparison to Shor HaMuad? What l'chayra is the problem with the comparison to the Shor HaMuad? So we have to figure out what's pshat. What's pshat in the Shor HaMuad? Because if Shor HaMuad is the source, if we don't understand the source, so we can't figure out what has been derived. So what's pshat in the Shor HaMuad? Once the animal gores three times, what's the pshat?
It seems like it's kanas.
What do you mean?
Meaning there seem like two different realms. Over here it's about mindless and...
Let's just understand Shor HaMuad. Let's leave here alone for a second.
Okay.
What's the pshat in the Shor HaMuad? What happens after three times?
Since you were negligent, you know that you had a calf that is... a goring type of animal, and you're negligent to let it out and about.
Okay.
You're chayav to pay the full price because of your negligence.
So what changes about the shor? It's about the bialim or it's about the shor?
After three times of goring, this cow has a chazaka that it is going to gore.
Let's use English.
It's an anger issue. It's assumed that this cow is not going to gore people every chance it has, and you have to watch it.
Why? Because why are we assuming that?
Or it's gored three times.
Okay. So let's take a step deeper. Are we assuming that after three times, the nature of this shor has changed? And now instead of being an aberration, which resulted just in chatzi nezek, now it is muad, this is the way that it does it? Is that what you're saying? Right?
Is it
Megala that it was always this way? Meaning, most Shvarim, not with the vase, with the two bubs, right? Most oxen do not gore. So if they gore, it's an aberration. Now that this ox has shown that it gores, does this reveal the nature of this ox? Or has its nature changed? And until now it was a tame ox. And now it is a wild one. Now, if we're going to assume, like the way I think Moshe was saying it, right, which is one of these two options, right, which is that We're not looking backwards retroactively at what it was. We have every right to assume that it's not, but its nature changes. People change. Animals change. Maybe it got spooked one day, and now it gores. So that means that at the point of 3 years, something now changed, right? The animal now is a goring shor instead of a regular shor. If that's the pshat, that after 3 years it's changed into a muad, what does that have to do with our Gemara? What changes after 3 years in our Gemara?
What change has taken place? Why should the field now belong to the buyer when it would not have in the second year? Hey, what changed? What changed? Says the Ramban. Says the Ramban. Lo nischaverli ma'inyan zo lezo. Right, as we say in Chazal's language, ma'inyan shmita l'har Sinai. What does one have to do with the other? It's very nice they both have the number 3. But is that all this is about? So says the Ramban, he thinks this is the pshat. Avon yira shilakachi kishum. This is the connection. Lomar to say kishem shishor amuad, just like a shishor amuad came in shenagach gimel negichos. Once it gores 3 times, yotza meosa chazaka shel tamus. It leaves the chazaka of being a simple tam animal. Afkan, so to hear yotza sadazu mechazaka shel mocher. So to hear the field has left the possession of the mocher. Ve'keven sheyotzas mechezkas ha-mocher, and since it now is out of his chazaka, alav lahavi rayesh lo mochra shereze mochzok v'yomeid. This guy is the mochzok. This guy is the mochzok. But again, this all assumes, right? We were assuming until now that the pshat in Shor HaMuad is that something changed. But the truth is, right? The explanation of a chazak of 3 can also be understood in one of 2 ways, right? The same way we have by the Shor, right? Just 3 times reveal the nature of the Shor from the beginning. Or it has 3 times show that the nature of the Shor has changed from being a tam to a muad. Tam to a muad. What's the difference between the two? Yeah?
We say that, so you guys said before, if we say that once he sits down for the first time in the field, it becomes his, and then just do the chat for 3 years.
Good. Good, right? So you're suggesting that saying that it just reveals what was from the beginning works out well according to the Ramban. Good. Oh. The stipler suggests he has this chakira in Shor HaMuad. He wonders this exact same question. What's the nature of Shor HaMuad? Is it revealing what was, or is it a change that happens right now? The stipler thinks you can bring a raya from our sugya that it must be that it was that way from the beginning. Right? Why? Because otherwise, what's the comparison to our case? There's no change after 3 times. It's more logical to say that the 3 years reveals something about the original sale. Right? That you can say. But to say that something changes, again, is much more, I would call it hakna-oriented. Hakna-oriented than raya-oriented. And we're, in general, at least so far, much more raya-oriented than hakna-oriented. So the stipler thinks that the fact that the Gemara, again, it's almost backwards, right? Shor HaMuad is the ikar of it. But he has this hakira in Shor HaMuad, but he thinks that you can prove from the way the Gemara is using it here that it must be that it reveals the way that it was, because nothing really changes after 3 years, and I think that would fit in well with the logic of the Ramban. Is there another way to understand it? Is there another way to understand it? Right? If the pshat is that Shor HaMuad, right, is we don't know how it was from the beginning. But if something happens 3 times, it's very likely that it's going to happen a 4th. Right? That's probably you understood it. I think it's how I understood it from the beginning. Right? It's a certain hanaga. We have an expectation that patterns repeat themselves. Is there any way to explain that way in our Gemara? Is there any way to explain that way in our Gemara? So, l'chora, yes.
And we're going to see it more in Rishonim later. But we'll at least begin the process that we have what to think about.
Maybe we're looking at it wrong. Because we've been looking at it from the perspective of the field. The field doesn't change. The field doesn't change after
3 years. The field doesn't change after 3 years.
People, animals, those can change. Those can change. Oh. So the other way of trying to understand the comparison is that after 3 years of the Ma'arer not saying anything, he is Huchzak Shaskin. He is Huchzak as somebody who's not going to say anything in the future. He's not going to say what? Shaskin? Huchzak Shaskin. Meaning he's Huchzak as a, you know, like Shtika. That's Shaskin. Not like Shaskin. Right? No. Right? Huchzak Shaskin. He is, after three times, the Ma'arer has already been Huchzak without saying anything. And now, if he wants to change his Hanhaga, he actually has to bring a Raya to that effect. It sounds not as compelling. Right? I think. Unless everybody thinks that it's compelling. But we'll see the way that the Rishonim use it. There is a compelling case to say this way, but we have to understand the sugya a little bit broader and a little bit better to be able to appreciate it. But those are the two approaches, at least in the basic understanding it. If we don't want to say that there's a hakna happening here, right, which would be the only thing that can happen in the field after 3 years, otherwise, we get to say that there that either the field is the way that it was meikara, right? Which is the way that the Steiber understands, and I think you're correct, works well with the thinking of the Ramban. Or you need to assume that it has to do with the Hanhaga of the previous owner, and if he wants to switch from that, he now has to bring a Raya. Good? Oh. Says the Gemara, the Kasha that was troubling all of you. Again, there are other Rishonim that basically have the same Rishonim, so I don't want to get too bogged down, but they more or less are similar. So it says the Gemara. If this comparison is true, Mashur Hamuad Ad Negicha Revius Lo Mechayev. Hachanami ad shana revius lo kaima birshusei. Aha. Right, in a variety of different ways, a bunch of you asked this today on your own. Right? What does the Gemara say? One second. It's very nice that we're calling the shor a shor hamuad after it gores three times. But you're not paying Nezek Shalem until the fourth time. So maybe the same way you pay at the fourth time, you also should only have a chazakah the fourth time. At the fourth year. The field should not belong to the machzik until the fourth year. Yeah.
Isn't like a very simple, there's a difference then. The status happened at the third time, the third year. Just a question about when the payouts come. Payouts came the fourth time. Payouts come whenever the Ma'arer comes. That's the third year. It could be fourth year, fifth year, sixth year. Just status change happened at a certain point, regardless of the actual consequences. And the consequences happen after.
Good. So that's basically the answer of the Gemara. But that means that we have to figure out, so what's the Hava mean of the Gemara, right? The Gemara means it. So you might say, well, what's the nafka mina? You're saying there's a status change, but how do you know there's a status change? Okay, but maybe it only happened then. That's where the Gemara is coming from. So what's the Hava mina of the Gemara? Meaning in the Hava mina, what's the Gemara looking at? The Gemara is looking at the Chiyuv. At the Chiyuv, when making the comparison between Shor Muad and Chezkas Gimel Shonim, it's not looking at the status. So why does the Gemara think that? Right? Does the Gemara mean to say that the Shor is not a Muad until the fourth time? Now it's possible. If that's true,
That would, then it makes a lot of sense. Then it makes a lot of sense. And what does it mean that it will leave the Rishus of the Mocher after the Rishus of the Okay, right? What's this Gimel Shonim about? Oh. So, yeah. So the answer seems to be like this. The answer seems to be like this. Why is it that during the first 3 years, if the guy can't produce the shtar, why is it that the field goes back to the mocher? But why does it go back to the first guy? The first guy has proof. So the first guy is what we call a marakama. Right? He's the original ownership. And what we're going to see is we have claims from different angles here. We have the guy who's machzik now, and we have the chazaka of marakama. Now the chazaka of marakama has a strength and a weakness. Its a strength is that we assume that status quo continues until there's something which is telling us that it shouldn't continue. On the other hand, it's weakened by the fact that we don't know that it's true right now. Right? We know that it was true, but it's, you know, past results being indicative of future, whatever the thing that they say on at the end of every ad on TV, right? Past results don't predict the future. Nobody listens to ads on the radio anymore. Wow, I'm really old. Okay. Either way. Okay, well, I'm going to think of what how it really says it later. Ah, so it's the fact that he's a mark. So what happens after 3 years? It could be that what happens after 3 years is the marakama loses his connection to the field. Right? It's been too long. Somebody else is living there, and you haven't said a word. If you are the owner, that is not normal. That is not normal, and therefore, we no longer perceive you as the marakama. Is it possible, at least in the Havamina of the Gemara, that when he loses the status of the marakama, we have to now go figure out, well, but who is the owner? Right? But who is the owner? Meaning, until now, we've been saying that there's no change that's really happening. But maybe there is a bit of a change that's happening. Maybe there is this gray area, because the reason why the mocher loses his connection is because he severed that connection, not because the machzik has really taken it over. So maybe the marakama, now he's out of the picture. Because now we know the past no longer tells us anything of the present. But now we need to figure out what's shot in the present. And maybe in the present, maybe 3 years isn't enough for that. Maybe the limit of Shur HaMuad tells us, Ad Negicha Revius. You have to do something now, affirmatively, in order to solidify your presence in that field. I'm getting a bunch of quizzical looks. Maybe I'm not saying this well. So I think there's a better way to come at this. We'll see it in the... We'll see it in the Ritva later. Let's stop here. I think we're going to get in over it. If you understood what I was attempting to say, that's good. If not, we will pick up with this again on Sunday. And